Hey there, Jill Reginini here. I'm so glad that you're joining me on this training today as we explore the roadmap to releasing yourself from imposter syndrome. If we haven't had the chance to meet before, it's so nice to meet you. I'm a success coach to high-achieving women who are ready to surpass self-doubt and imposter syndrome that holds them back from what they really want. I work with women who realize that being stuck in their head and feeling like a fake or a fraud is in the way of their ideal life and making the impact and influence they were born to make. Before we jump straight into the roadmap, just a little bit more about me. I'm the founder of Aspiredly, a coaching company that I use as the vehicle for my coaching work. I'm a talent and leadership executive in the software and technology space. I'm married to Anthony, I'm a dog mom to our Cavapoo Oliver, and I'm originally from the United States, live in Charlotte, North Carolina, but am in London, England for a year, which I'm super excited about. I love to travel, and so I'm thrilled for the opportunity that we have to live here in London for this year. I am also intimately familiar with self-doubt and imposter syndrome. I've had perfectionist tendencies since birth and remember my teachers telling my parents that I was too smart for my own good and that it'd get me in trouble someday, which made me start to question how I show up as a second grader. Not very healthy, right? I've always known that I was meant for something big and continued to push myself to pursue education, jobs, and work in industries where I was often the only millennial, usually the only woman at the table, and in many cases, it's natural that I'd feel like a fake or that I wasn't meant to be in the situation that I was in. But I've realized that I'm also the only one that can change that inner dialogue in my mind, which is required to reach my fullest potential, and help other women do the same. There's good and bad news related to self-doubt and imposter syndrome, and we'll start with the bad news because I always like to end on a good note. The bad news is that the International Journal of Behavioral Science estimates that 70% of people experience imposter feelings at some point in their lives. And I would guess that even more struggle with self-doubt. It may just not be the type of self-doubt that we define as imposterism. So that's doubt other than feeling fraudulent or that people are going to call you out because they realized that you don't actually have the skills and abilities that they thought you did. So the good news is you're not alone. If 70% of people experience imposter feelings throughout their life, we shouldn't cover this up and appear to have perfect lives like we often do on social media. That makes it significantly worse. And there's actually even better news than that. The most empowering moment in my own life was when I realized that imposter syndrome didn't have to define me. So whether you've struggled with self-doubt and imposterism for 10 days, 10 years, or even longer, what you need to know today is that you actually have exactly what you need to take back your power. It's already inside of you. It just needs some discovering and dusting off and polishing up. All of my experiences, research, and my naturally strategic brain have led me to create the roadmap for releasing yourself from imposter syndrome. It's made up of 7 specific components, and it's when we fully open ourselves to development and increasing our capacity in each of the 7 components that we're able to really free ourselves from the grip of doubt and imposterism. It's important to note here that the goal of this is not to overcome self-doubt where you'd never feel it rise within you again. That might seem nice, but it would also mean that you're no longer a human, and that's not what we want. The goal here is to increase your awareness and self-acceptance so that you can consciously release feelings of doubt and then keep going to reach your dreams. After all, we'll never accomplish what we aspire to in life if we don't do this work. And let me say right now, you, my dear, are deserving of your dreams. Take a moment right now to pause and just thank yourself for listening to this training, going deep, and doing this work. It's not easy, but it's so worth it, and your future self will thank you. If you haven't already, go ahead and open up the roadmap workbook, the PDF document. And on the second page, you'll see a quick note from me with more detail on my story, my viewpoints on why the roadmap is needed, and how it will help you. And keep in mind, if I can find ways to increase my capacity to release doubt and imposterism, so can you. I am an imperfect human just like you are, and this guide will help you to do the exact same thing that I've done. Page 3 is the roadmap itself. So I am thrilled to share this with you. There is so much advice out there on self-doubt and imposterism, but I have not yet found a holistic model for how we approach it in order to release ourselves from the doubt and imposterism that we face. And remember, it's when each of these 7 components are more fully developed within us that we're able to break free from the control of doubt. So let's unpack each component of the model so that you can understand it more fully. At the heart of the model is the work we do at Aspiredly to empower high-achieving women to surpass self-doubt and interrupt that pattern of imposter syndrome that holds us back from the lives that we really want. So now we'll dive into each of the 7 components themselves, and we'll start with clarity. Clarity is about gaining clear insight into where you are now, what your ideal life looks like in the future, and defining success on your own terms. This is important because you can think of clarity like you think of a GPS. If you're just wandering in a brand new location in order to find your destination, it's going to take you a really long time to get there, right? You're going to get frustrated along the way too, because you'll hit dead ends, you'll take the wrong turn, you'll find yourself seeing street signs that you don't recognize and things along those lines. Clarity is intended to highlight where you are right now, where you're trying to go, and what that long-term success destination looks like for you. Especially for women, success doesn't always look how society defines it. Cushy jobs in big cities, driving fancy cars and making a ton of money, having 2 kids in an adorable house with a white picket fence may look good in movies and sound pretty good to some people. But this isn't what lights every single one of us up the same way, so we need to define our individual version of success in order to have that clarity on where we're trying to go. The second component is compassion. And compassion is about increasing your capacity to treat yourself with the same care, kindness, and concern that you would give to a loved one. We are all good at, and probably a lot better than we would give ourselves credit for, at helping other people who we love to be calm and cared for when they're in time of struggle. What we're not always great at is doing the same thing for ourselves when we are the ones who are struggling. So compassion is about building the muscles that we need to be kind to ourselves, to care for ourselves, and recognize that struggling is actually okay, and it's a part of our experience as humans. Third is culture. And culture is exploring our cultural, environmental, and social circumstances that impact the way that we view ourselves and others. If you think about it, our society raises us to think that we need to get amazing grades, look and act a certain way, work harder and longer than others to prove our worth, and pull it all off in a way that looks effortless, like you're a mortal superwoman or something, which is absolutely crazy. It's critical that we explore what the social and environmental situations are around us so that we can shift the way we think about and live within our culture to a more healthy way of looking at ourselves and other people who are around us every day. Next is competence. Competence is revealing and accepting the unique knowledge, skills, abilities, and strengths that you possess. We all have likely been beaten down by other people who point out the things that we don't know versus what we do know, what we're not good at versus the things we excel at, the things we can't do versus the things we can do. And what we need to do is actually understand and find self-acceptance in our set of knowledge, skills, abilities, and strengths. The things that we're naturally poised and positioned to be better at than other people. And I mean this with all sense of humility. It's okay that every one of us has certain things that we're good at and that we naturally can do better or different than other people. So let's focus on what we bring to the table and accept that for ourselves. The next component is confidence. Confidence is building an unshakable assurance in your voice, your needs, your capabilities, and your potential. When we think about self-doubt and imposter syndrome in general, many people naturally make the connection to needing to increase their confidence. But when you think about confidence, do you define it in this way? Having a sureness and poise in what your ideas are, how you say them, what you need to not only survive but to thrive, and then living up to your potential and taking the steps required, however bold they might be, to get there is confidence. Next is control. Learning the skills and strategies to help you take back control from the internal and external stressors that we face. And let's be honest, we are always going to run into things throughout our lives that stress us out. Whether they're things that happen outside of us that we can't really control, or things that happen inside of us that we can control, but it might be very difficult to. So this component is all about learning the tips, the tricks, and the tools that you need to take back ownership of your own control so that situations don't take control of you. And lastly, our seventh component is celebration. And celebration is about honoring your accomplishments and mastering healthy habits to sustain your success. Women especially don't always take time to celebrate what they've achieved or toot their own horn. And what we know is that when we do celebrate, we show ourselves that it's possible to achieve great things in our lives, and celebration brings more goodness. So by celebrating, you're actually breaking the cycle to create a more positive one that sets you up for additional successes. Make sure that you know how you like to celebrate so that you can celebrate your accomplishments as they come, as well as healthy habits that you establish into your routine on a regular basis. So that's it. That's the seven components of the roadmap. And if you scroll through to page 4, I've captured short and sweet definitions of each of the components that we just walked through so that you can reference them later. On page 5 is an exercise for you to identify where you are right now and to get a jump start to gain that clarity that you need to succeed. While these seven components help us release ourselves from imposter syndrome and self-doubt, no matter who we are, what's key to resolving our specific situation may be a bit different for each one of us. Just like how every one of us has different strengths and weaknesses, where we are within this roadmap, our capabilities within each of the components is different as well. So this exercise will help you identify where you may need to spend some extra time and energy in order to get the results that you want. So looking at the seven components, honestly rate yourself. And the key is honesty here. Rate your level of capability on a scale of 1 to 10 for each of these seven components, where 1 is the lowest score And if you're a one, you may not know where to get started. And 10 is the highest level here, where you're really strong and confident in that particular component. It looks good in your life, it feels good, and perhaps you can also teach others about that component as well. So right here on page 5, fill in your rating details in the gray box at the bottom of the page. This is a fillable workbook, so you can type right in it, but before you do, make sure that you save a copy to your computer first and open that copy so that you can save your responses. Once you've done so, you can keep scrolling onto page 6, which is all about taking bold action. Once you recognize where your current capabilities and opportunities lie on the roadmap, it's time to take action to realize your full potential. You, my friend, were made to do beautiful things in this world. And if you want to change your life, you have to do something different. You have to take bold action in order to get there. So really reflect on each of these questions. So first, based on the 7 components of the roadmap, where do you need to focus most to release yourself from the grip of imposter syndrome? And then next, what actions will you take in order to get there, where you're really trying to go? And when will you take those actions? Whose support will you need? Oftentimes, to achieve anything great in this world, we can't do it alone. So who do you need support from in order to achieve your dreams, in order to get there? And lastly, what's at stake for you if you don't change? All right. I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite quotes from Brené Brown. And you can find this on page 7, the last page of the workbook. Brené says, "You are imperfect. You are wired for struggle, but you are worthy of love and belonging." I really hope that this training has been insightful and helps you start thinking about the actions you need to take beginning today in order to make and feel worthy of the influence and impact that you were born to have on the world. If you have questions or if there's anything that we can do to support you, please reach out to us, info@aspiredly.com. info@aspiredly.com. Aspiredly is A-S-P-I-R-E-D-L-Y. So if you need support, more information, or more details, we'd love to help you on your journey. We have both one-on-one and group coaching programs to help our clients reach that place of feeling deserving of their dreams and then taking action to achieve them. So all the best to you, and I hope to speak with you soon. Take care.